I'm Jack Rasula. This is Anything Is Possible. We're talking to Mario Andretti. In 2000, he was named Driver of the Century by Associated Press and Racer Magazine. 1996, Mario, you and Joe Antonini co-found Andretti Winery. And your newest rosé, and Giuseppe Antonini says it's selling great to those millennials in Silicon Valley, is entitled Joe Don Renzo Tambellini. Why that name, Mario?
Well, Don Renzo Tambellini was a chaplain in a refugee camp where I spent 7.5 years from age 8 to 15. And he was just a wonderful, wonderful man that was so involved with keeping us kids with activities, so we obviously stay out of trouble and all that. And I was, you know, an altar boy there for many, many years, you know, for him and others. But again, he was a great spiritual leader that continued on until his passing. He was an avid race fan. Followed me when I came to the States, and whenever I would visit Italy and I was visiting my folks there, I would always stop to see him at the Cathedral San Martino in Lucca. And again, just a wonderful man. And telling Joe the story about it, he said, "Oh," he says, "with this new rosé, why don't we call it Don Renzo?" I said, "There's a story to it." And I said, "Absolutely." And that's what we're doing. Just like, you know, our reserve wines, you know, the Cab, the Chard, Merlot, and Super Tuscan is a Montona, you know, Montona, which is the town where I was born. So we're maintaining that legacy. And the Don Renzo he was, this man was so important in my life on a spiritual side, and helping me always. You know, you feel like you know, in times, you know, tough times, you feel you need some help. You hope somebody's praying for you, and that gives you courage. And then he was just that kind of a guy, and so we felt we would include him, you know, in some way, in a simple way, you know, in our winery, in our endeavor there. And that's the reason why we use the name.
You know, if Cardinal Dolan or one of these cardinals is listening to this, he's going to call you and say, "Mario, why don't you contribute 20% of that rosé sales to the Catholic Church?" So,
okay.
All right. Joe Antonini said, "Jack, he's the driver of the century, is as nice a human being as you're going to find, but the thing that most impresses me about Mario Andretti is his business instincts." All right, let's go to May of 2016. It's the 100th anniversary of the Indy 500, and you're driving the pace car, and you had a lady next to you. Who was that woman in the pace car with you?
Well, actually, I was driving, it's not a pace car, I was driving the two-seater. The two-seater race car, which is what started the, you know, I was the first one to go. I was ahead of the actual pace car, and which I still do that. It's a Honda program that has been deployed. They call it the fastest seat in sports. And anyway, what happens is during the parade lap, you make one parade lap, and then I go flat out and do a hot lap, and as soon as I reach the back of the field, and they give the field the green, and they go, and that's how, you know, that's how it's been in the last, it's about 6-7 years. So my passenger was Lady Gaga.
Mario, what did you talk to Lady Gaga about?
Oh, a lot of things. She was fantastic. I had not met her before. I mean, my grandson Marco had, and so forth, and she just went along with everything. She was so congenial with all the drivers. She and drivers' intros. She embraced everyone, and she just fit in so beautifully. And she was a bit airy about, you know, being in that race car. You know, be do a lap of 200 miles an hour, you know, just before the race starts behind me. And so she said, oh, gosh, you know. She said, I called my mother. I says, Mom, I don't know if I should do this. And Mom says, if you don't do it, I'll do it. It was really cute. I mean, yeah, it was nice. It was a very special day all around, obviously.
Well, a special day because a few hours later, your son Michael's team won the Indy 500 that day.
About that, yeah. Okay. They put his name in it. 100th anniversary of the Indianapolis, they're running the Indianapolis 500. You know, that was quite a thing. And, you know, Michael has been, as an owner, as a driver, has been successful. He dominated that race so many times and never was able to come to, you know, to the checker flag. And but as an owner, he won it, I think he won it 5 or 6 times. So, you know, he's accomplishing, obviously, what his ultimate goals have been, and he's thriving. He loves being in the business, in that, you know, as an owner, and you can see his teams. I mean, he has teams, you know, even in Australia, you know, the supercar teams. He expanded in Formula E, is in Indy Lights, on the Mazda series. You know, he's just he's rally. He's a little bit of everywhere.
On October 23rd, 2006, you were awarded the highest civilian honor given by the Italian government, the Commendatore Medal. Enzo Ferrari is the only other recipient of that award in the world of automotive racing. When you put your head on the pillow that night, Mario, what did you think?
I was very, very proud. I just wish my dad would have been still with us to see that, because my dad was so very proud, obviously, of being, you know, an Italian, and then for me to be recognized by the Italian government in that fashion, it was really something that he would have been, he would have had his chest out, you know. 2 feet, you know, if it just would have been so extremely, you know, just superb.
In 1955, your mom and dad came to America, settled in Nazareth, Pennsylvania. They had $125 to their name. Mario, you're a Formula One champion, an Indy 500 champion, a Daytona 500 champion, you've won 100 races, you were named driver of the century, yet you've stayed in Nazareth these past 60 years. Why?
Well, I say, why not? You know, it's I love this area, and you know, I claimed it as my home, it was for me, no reason to go anywhere else, quite honestly. I've had some pressures to move to the West Coast because of, you know, some of my teams were located there, and I had some pressure to move to Europe when I was doing Formula One. But I never succumbed to that. And again, I raised my family here. My wife's and my parents, you know, were here, and I didn't want to leave them either. So there were a lot of reasons, and but overall, you know, this has been the center of my life, and it still is, and it will be forever, you know. So I love the community. I think it's we're in the proximity of two metropolitan areas, you know, New York and Philadelphia, for one thing. But we're just outside, just, you know, a peaceful area, and near the Poconos, you know, beautiful area. I have a great property up there. You know, I have a lake, and so I have all the things that I really could possibly want, and I'm happy being here.
In America?
In America.
You've served America for 60 years. Please keep it up. Living legend.
America, you know, that's been my, I'm a true example of the American dream, quite honestly. No question. I have a lot to be thankful for.
God bless. Our guests, please join us next Saturday. Until then, I'm Jack Krasula. Thanks for listening. And make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spahn.